One of the country's largest consumer finance companies, Household International, has agreed to pay almost $500 million to settle charges that it cheated its customers on home loans. The company was accused of deceiving borrowers about the terms and costs of its loans and making it hard for people to close out their credit lines. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Under the settlement, Household agreed to reimburse consumers who say they were misled about the terms of the loans they took out. It will also sharply reduce penalties for people who want to pay off their loans early, and it will take steps to ensure that consumers better understand the fees they're being charged. Household agreed to the settlement following several months of talks with officials of some 19 states and the District of Columbia. Company chairman William Aldinger said the company was anxious to resolve the complaints against it.
We wanted to really get this behind us quickly. We could have litigated, but the headline risk and the reputation risk over an extended period would have been worse for the company.
Household makes high-interest loans to people who have trouble getting credit elsewhere, either because their incomes are too low or their credit history is poor. This subprime lending market has exploded in growth in recent years, and so have consumer complaints about it. State regulators say Household sometimes forced borrowers to take out expensive insurance policies, and it often tacked other hidden fees and costs onto its loans. Frank Fitzgerald is Commissioner of Insurance and Financial Services for the state of Michigan.
Household was camouflaging the nature of the transaction. They were burying information about the transaction. They were presenting the information in such a way that the person could not really do an analysis and of the loan and understand what it was that they were going to be obligating themselves to do.
As a result, state officials say some consumers ended up with monthly payments that were twice what they expected, and some ended up losing their homes. The $484 million that Household has agreed to pay will be divided among the states, which will use it to compensate the company's customers. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.